Hi, this is Bob Wilson from AutoEnglish.org, where people learn English for free. This MP3 lesson is about the verbs say and tell, which are often confused. In many languages, say and tell are often translated as one verb. And so, when we use English as a foreign language, we sometimes get confused. Basically, say and tell have a different pattern or structure after the verb. Tell takes a direct personal object. He told me that. Tell me a story. But say is used when no personal object pronoun is used. He said he liked it. However, if you do use a personal object pronoun, you have to use an indirect one. This means using to. So, he said to him that he wanted to go. My advice is to use tell when you want to mention the person you're talking to, and to use say when you don't mention the person you're talking to. Let's practice. Listen. What did he say to you? What did he tell you? Okay, this is a quiz, an exercise. You have to replace say with tell. Okay, let's go. Did he say anything to you? Did he tell you anything? What did you say to your boss? What did you tell your boss? What did they say to her? What did they tell her? Right, listen. What did he tell you? And you have to say, what did he say to you? Now you. Did they tell you anything? Did they say anything to you? What did they tell her? What did they say to her? What did you tell them? What did you say to them? Now, let's make some questions. Ask me what I said. What did you say? Ask me what the president said. What did the president say? Ask me what the boss said. What did the boss say? Ask me what I told my friends. What did you tell your friends? Ask me what I told them. What did you tell them? Ask me what I told my class. What did you tell your class? Ask me what I said to her. What did you say to her? Ask me what I said to the boss. What did you say to the boss? Ask me what I said to the police. What did you say to the police? Right, my answers are very fast. Try to get the speed. It's quite important. Listen again. Do the quiz again. You'll get it right quite soon. Thank you for listening. This is Bob Wilson from AutoEnglish.org, where people learn English for free. It's time for my lunch, so goodbye.